This call is being recorded.
Good morning, Declare Victory. Who's calling?
Good morning, it's Susie.
Hi, my Susie Q.
Hi.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is JC. How's everybody doing?
Very good, JC. Hold on, JC. Susie, you know your pastor misses you, right?
I miss my pastor, too.
Oh, I love you. So much. Oh, I need to see you. I'm going to come to Stockton probably. Well, maybe not today, but I want to see you guys so bad.
I want to see you too. You just let me know when you're going to come and I will be waiting for you.
I love my Susie Q. You know, you're my best member. You know that, right?
Oh, thank you, Pastor.
Hi, JC.
Hi, Pastor LeBron. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome, and you're looking fantastic. God bless you.
Yes, he
oh,
is.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you all
you're welcome.
So much.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Pastor Bell.
Who that?
Barbara.
Barbara,
have you missed Bible study? I just needed a break. I'm sorry.
I do.
I understand,
yeah.
Sweetie. I understand.
Yeah.
I'm in school now, so it was good for the moment.
All right. Okay.
Amen.
I miss y'all. I'm back
I miss
at work,
you too, though.
Yeah. I'm back at work, so I haven't been able to really get on the line and stuff. So. But, yeah.
I understand. You got to get used to all this stuff.
Yeah. I
but we get a
though.
Dose this morning. We get a dose this morning.
That's
I'm
right.
Excited.
We so do.
I'm excited. I'm looking forward to this.
That's because Moni put a gun. That's because Moni put a gun in my head.
Good job, Moni. We needed to hear this.
I know that's right.
You guys enjoy your day. God bless you.
Jason,
good morning.
You're hosting,
good morning.
Right?
Yes, yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Okay.
Okay. Did anyone else join the call? We'll have to say good morning.
Yes. Good morning. Happy Saturday.
Well, happy Saturday to you as well. Good morning. Can you guys hear me okay? I'm on this headpiece thing.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm clear.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Anyone else? Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is JC, and I am your greeter this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is JC. Anyone else join? Like to say good morning? Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is JC. Did anyone else join? Like to say hello or good morning?
They sleeping in this morning, JC.
I was going to say the same thing. Everybody snuggled up under the cover. This couple. You don't want to get up from under them covers. Oh, I'm not mad at them.
They didn't know I was teaching this morning.
Yeah, I was going to say they're missing out. They're missing out. What a blessing. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Anyone else join? I'd like to say good morning.
Yes. Hi. Good morning. This is Mona.
Good morning, Mona. Welcome to Declare Victory. And happy Saturday to you.
Happy Saturday.
Thank you very much. Anyone else? Good morning. Welcome to Declaring Victory. This is JC. Did anyone else join? Would like to say good morning?
Wow, no DD this morning. I mean, that's just unusual.
Yes. I'm here. Come here. Oh, good morning. You calling me out all sleep. I didn't want to be snoring. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, right, Dee Dee.
Morning, Dee Dee. Hey.
I love you, Dee Dee.
Mm-hmm.
I miss
you.
How's Mama?
Don't you guys talk every day? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, she's fine.
You make me sick. Last time I asked her how Mama was, she talking about she on the strip.
Mama be getting out in CD. Beautiful mom. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Anyone else join? Would like to say hello or good morning?
JC?
Yes.
When I was in the hospital,
mm-hmm.
and Dee Dee and Mama came to see me, Mama got in my hospital bed. Am I lying, Dee Dee?
Oh.
Lavelle, what is wrong with you this morning? She did, but
why don't you
share about your Wakanda, and then I'm going to go on mute because I got to go to boot camp.
I love that. That's wonderful. Okay, before we move forward, we ask that you mute your line so that we can proceed. Hello, my name is JC, and I'm your hostess. Thank you for joining us here on Declare Victory. We are a prayer call that meets Monday through Saturday starting at 6 o'clock a.m. Pacific time to edify, empower, encourage, and equip you in your walk with Christ. Please feel free to invite a friend so they can be blessed too. The theme for December is focus. Prepare to focus on the things of the Lord in a whole new way. As followers of Christ, we have to focus on what matters and remove all distractions. Be sure to tune in daily. You don't want to miss the teachings, stories, and lessons that the declarers are preparing as they hear from God for his people. We have one announcement today. Excuse me. Have you been blessed by the Declare Victory prayer call? If you have, you can give a love offering to declarevictory.org or visit our PayPal account at paypal.me/declarevictory. Your donation is fully tax deductible and will help us continue to broadcast. We thank you very much and pray it be returned to you 1,000,000-fold. There were no prayer requests submitted on the app. The order of the call is, the declaration will be by Pastor LaBelle. Praying and corporate praise will be done by Lisa. Then we will go right into closing comments hosted by the declarer. Once again, order of the call, declaration, Pastor LaBelle Jones, praying, Sister Lisa. At this time, we ask you to put your phones on mute until instructed to come off mute. I now pass the call to the declarer for today. God bless you all.
I'm sorry, I hung up. Did you pass the call to me? JC?
Yes, sir.
Oh, she did. Okay. All right. Oh, my goodness. All right. Good morning, everyone. And welcome to Declared Victory. I am Lavelle Jones, and I am your declarer this morning. We are in the land of the dying on our way to the land of the living. And for that, we thank God. Let's just bow for a word of prayer. Father, how we bless you. We thank you. We lift you. We magnify you. You are God. Beside thee, there is no other. We dare not forget that while we were yet in sin, you committed your love toward us and you died on the cross. You were buried bright early Sunday morning. You rose with all power. And for that, Master, we say thank you, God. We thank you, God, for sparing our lives, allowing us to see another day's journey. And God, we come confessing and acknowledging every sin and transgression because they're ever before us. And the words of David, purge us with hyssop that we might be clean. Wash us that we might be watered, whiter than snow. Whatever you do, God, don't let your people leave the same way they came. And we'll be so careful to give your name the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I'm in a series at my church on the prayer of Jabez, and I really didn't know the theme until Moni just contacted me and asked me to do the declaration. And so since I've been focusing on that, and since what we're focusing on is focus. Oh, that was just a double standard. But anyway, so let me start with 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9, and I think I want to do verse 10. It says, "And Jabez was more honorable than his brother, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou would bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, or enlarge my territory, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested." Wow. So if we're discussing focus, I kind of want to add a little bit to focus, and that's focusing on a prayer life. I think that's very important that we as believers have a prayer life. And a noted songwriter who wrote lyrics to a song, I believe in my own personal life and my own personal revival, my own personal relationship with God, it's become very personal to me as I creep through my middle yet still young age when I need my own personal revival. And the song goes like this: what God has for me is for me, and I know without a doubt that God would bring me out. What God has for me, it is for me. And I've discovered that I don't have to take from anybody. I don't have to stoop to a corrupt level of conduct or course of action in order to get it. I don't need to stand in some healing line in order to get it. I don't need to mail off for some prayer cloth in order to get it. I don't need anybody to rub oil on my head and blow their breath in my face and knock me out at the altar and then beg for an offering in order to get it. I don't need any black cat bones, or I don't need mojo hands. I don't need to fly to New Orleans and have somebody fix me for traveling in order to get it. I don't need any hoodoo, voodoo, you do, or any other kind of dudes. I only need to know the one that can do. And there are some things that I need in my life that only God can provide. But I've discovered that in the event of procuring the precious provisions that Providence has for the people of God, all it takes you to focus on is a real prayer life. And as I've been through my ordeal that you all know about this past year, I've learned that the God we serve and celebrate, I've learned that he answers prayer. Now, I didn't know what they meant back then, but I know what they meant now as I've gone through my own personal experiences. When I used to hear the elders of the church say that prayer changes things, I mean, I was too young to understand then because somebody else was paying my bills, and I didn't quite come to grips with it because the food that I ate was free, and the clothes that I had on my back, somebody else bought them for me. But the older I got, and when I stepped out on my own and had gotten behind on a few bills and had to wear the same thing more than I really wanted to wear them and couldn't get from point A to point B because the hoopty that I had wouldn't help me too well, I learned that I had to find my mama's God. I learned that I had to get on my knees, take a knee break, and send God some knee mail and call on him in prayer. And that's when I found out that prayer changes things. And that's why I try to encourage even my church, the Greater Harvest Church, to get serious about prayer. That's why I try and encourage declared victory to really get serious about prayer and get a prayer life. Because when I looked at this text, that's what Jabez had. He needed a prayer life because everything else he had caused him pain. And the way he dealt with his pain was through his life that was filled with prayer. And just maybe somebody on the line today, I don't know who you are, your business, not my business, but the Holy Spirit is in your business, because in everybody's business is a little pain. And for some of us on the line today, not only is it a little pain, but it's a lot of pain. I mean, please put your phone on mute if you can, mute your line. Pain at home, you got pain at work, sometimes pain at church, pain in the street, pain in the House of Congress, pain in the White House. I mean, everywhere you turn, there's pain, pain in private quarters. So how do you deal with a life that's infused and infected with pain? That's a good question. And so I gathered some helpful hints from this text that presents to us a man that had a healthy prayer life. He focused on the prayer life. Now, today, I don't want to deal with what he prayed for, but I kind of want to deal with who he prayed to, because the difference between your moving forward in your life and remaining stuck is determined by who you turn to. You getting up, getting out, getting over, getting ahead and going on is determined by who you resort to. And may I submit to you that some people ain't going nowhere. I know that's not good grammar, but that's good grace. But some people ain't going nowhere because they're always turning to the wrong people for the wrong thing, trying to get the right thing done. So Jabez prayed to God. He prayed to a God that's real. And the text says, tells us that Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His name means pain. He got his name from his mother that named him Pain, which suggests that she inflicted her pain on him. And having borne his pain and her pain, he decides to request some divine assistance from God. But he does not pray and did not pray, I want to say, to some dead, dormant, deified object. He prayed to a God that's real. And some people act like you really don't know the God and who I'm talking about. And maybe I need to kind of stress this a little further. He prayed to a God that's real. Not some object that was hailed as God, not some object that was made of gold. He prayed to a God that's real. So y'all still not getting it? Let me try it again. Okay. The reason I know that you need to focus on a real prayer life and pray to a God that's real is because everybody has to deal with some real problems, and a fake God can't help you with real problems. A fake God can't help you bear a real burden. A fake God can't dry real tears. A fake God can't mend a broken heart. A fake God can't heal cancer. You need to talk to a God that's real. You can't spend fake money. You can't grow fake flowers. You need a real God to help you deal with some real problems. And you won't get anywhere turning to anything that's fake. That's why you need to analyze your environment and evaluate your circumstance, your circles of contact, because some of us hang around people that are fake. Uh-oh. And you go to churches sometime, and you go to fake churches, and when you get to church, you sit next to people that are fake, and you sit through a whole fake worship service, and you listen to some preachers that are fake. What you got to understand, declared victory, you see, a woman wants a real man. She don't want an illusion only to have his paycheck eaten up in alimony and child support, but somebody that can prove his love from his heart out and from his shoulders up, that can treat you like Aretha's natural woman and can give you your R-E-S-P-E-C-T. She wants a real man. And, you know, the truth of the matter is, when I go to church, I want to go to a real church. I want to get involved with some real worship, and I want to hear some real preaching. I mean, is there anybody on the line who feel like I feel? Because I serve a real God. I mean, can you not hear the old church singing something like this? There are some things that I may not know. There are some places I may not go. Y'all gonna catch me in a minute. And the conclusion of that song just simply says that God is real. And so that's why it's important to focus on a prayer life He prayed to a God not only that was real, but he prayed to a God that has a record. They taught you in school, when I was in school, that history is a collection of facts gathered about a person, place, a thing, individual, area, object, or entity with a commentary written about it that explains how they got in the shape that they're in the first place. Now, having said that, each of us on the line today, all of us have a history, most of which is not so heavenly, I would think, and a whole lot of which is infused with catching a whole lot of hell. But even though we have a history that indicates that we've caught a lot of hell, thank God that we know a God that imposed upon our hellish situation that gave us a hue, hint, and touch of heaven to get us out of the hell that we were in the first place, which says that he's a God of history. The writer says that he prayed to the God of Israel. In essence, somewhere along the line, Jabez found out about the God of his past. Now, I just messed with some of y'all when I said that, because the God that we know does not have a past, because with God, it's always an eternal now. But in that God is eternal, he has a history with us. I can work that out for you. So let me say it another way. When you read about how a sea became a sidewalk, that's history. When you read how a 20 by 24 foot wall was torn down without a bulldozer or a dynamite, that's history. When you read about a den of hungry lions going on a crash diet overnight, that's history. When you read about a few men of faith that went in a fiery furnace but didn't get burned, that's history. And the God of history, you rely on his past to help you handle your present. So God has a record of having helped his own. And since I know that he has what he has done, and he's always and eternally now, and Hebrews 13:8 says that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, whatever it is that God did in the past, he's able to do it again right now. Oof. When it comes to healing, he's got a record. When it comes to delivering, he's got a record. When it comes to making a way out of no way, he's got a record. When it comes to picking you up when you fall down, he's got a record. When it comes to saving a no good, wretched, undone people like you and me, he's got a record. When it comes to drying you out from drugs, you need to know that he's got a record. When it comes to rehabilitating you from a hellish habit, he's got a record. And what he's done before, he's able to do it again. And that's why I can say I love the Lord. He heard my cry, and he pitied every groan. And you can go ahead right now, do your Stevie with Wonder right now, because you don't have to worry about a thing, because God has a power-packed portfolio of past performances, which proves that he's able to handle anything that you're dealing with in the present tense right now. So can I just hit reverse for a minute, because I forgot something. So I need to back this thing up and remind you again that ought to inspire somebody this morning and thank God for his record, because he's the only one that was able to handle yours. Now, as I just said that, don't you sit there and try and play holy on me, because I'll call your name and tell everybody how we used to hang out. You need to take the halo off your head and hang it on the nearest nail, because all of us on the line today, all of us up in here have a record. But I thank God that we know somebody that can handle our record, that his witness is in heaven and his record is on high. So I've got to kind of close this, but I do need to tell you that he prayed to a God that's reliable. A popular song hit the airways years ago entitled I Can Depend on God. Through the storm, through the rain, through sickness and pain, I can depend on God. And such a cue comes from the person that wrote Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2, that I will lift up mine eyes to the hills from which cometh my help, knowing all of my help come from the Lord. So watch this. Now, from all points, if God can make heaven and earth, God can make things happen. You didn't get that, so let me try it again. The God that made heaven and earth can also make things happen. The Greeks use an expression which refers or references a God that came from nowhere, took nothing, spoke to nothing, and the very existence of his own vocabulary accounted for a universe leaping into existence. but he started with nothing. And if God, who made heaven and earth out of nothing, can make things happen, even if what's happening to you and in your life and the possibility may seem impossible or nothing. So if God can make a world out of nothing, what's your cancer compared to nothing? If God can make something out of nothing, God starting with your problem is better than him starting with nothing. If God can make something out of nothing, God starting with your burden is better than him starting with nothing. If God can make something out of nothing, God starting with your raggedy life is better than him starting with nothing. If God can make something out of nothing, God starting with what you got left over is better than God starting with nothing. What I'm trying to tell you, if you focus on a prayer life, God can make things happen. I mean, who would have thought a Thai tongue prophet who started with tailored lumber could stretch out a stick over a sea and make it divide? But God made it happen. Who would have thought that just by walking around the wall one time for 6 days and seven times on the seventh day, and the wall would just fall down, but God made it happen? I mean, who would have thought three Hebrew boys in a fiery furnace, and God can turn, make an air conditioned in the midst of a fiery furnace? I mean, he can do it. I mean, who would have thought that a man that had nails in his hands, spikes in his feet, spear in his side, a thorny crown on his head, would lay in the grave for 3 days, and 3 days later he would get up with all power in his hand? But didn't God make it happen? Yeah. All right, I quit. But I'm just trying to tell y'all today that the God whom Jabez prayed, and when you focus on a prayer life, you learn how to pray to a God that's reliable. Declare victory, you can count on him. Can't he do anything but fail? And is there anybody on the line that really knows that you can count on him? Sun up, sun down. Don't you know you can count on him? 24/7, 365, rain, shine, sleet, snow, winter, summer, fall, night, day, sunshine, rain, hilltop or valley. What I'm trying to tell you, you can count on God. That's why you have to focus on a prayer life. Jabez prayed to the God that's real. He prayed to a God that has a record. He prayed to a God that's shown us reliable. So let me quit with this and tell you that Jabez prayed to a God that's worthy of rejoicing. Now, I know you might say, Pastor, I didn't read that in the text, but let me explain it. It's impossible to get an answer from God and for a child of God to fail to rejoice over what God gave. That's the reason you see people standing at church when they're worshiping, because they remember what God did in their life. And the reason when you're at your church and you see people clapping their hands and they're waving and worship is because they remember what God did. The reason you see people shouting in church and expressing themselves in the worship is because they remember what God did. And they feel within themselves that since God has been so good, he's worthy of rejoicing. The Bible tells me in Psalm 150, I believe verse 1 and about verse 6, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. And if God could talk to the, and if I had a chance to talk to the psalmist today, I probably would have told him he could have wrote in that same passage, let everything whom that have prayed to God and all people whom God has answered their prayers praise the Lord. And if you know he's answered your prayer, that's a reason to focus and a reason to rejoice, because the text said that God gave him what he requested. And somebody on the line today, you can celebrate your God and you can rejoice because the God that we serve, I feel like shouting right here, he still answers prayer. And so I quit with this. I quit when I tell you that one day, with this story, that one day a man was sitting in his psychology class. And the professor said, today we're going to deal with the logic of prayer. And she asked a question. She said, tell me, does prayer really change things? And those in the classroom raised their hands. And those who had been persuaded in Christian doctrine told her, yes, prayer changes things. But she said, well, if prayer changes things, let's see about the logic. She said, what if your house caught on fire and you called the fire department and they came out and put out the fire? She said, who put the fire out, the phone call or the fireman? And in the back of the class was a big football player. He kept his head down every day. But when she asked the question, he came up off that desk, raised his hand, and said to the teacher, if it wasn't for the phone call, the fire department never would have known that the house was on fire. I quit with this. If it hadn't been for the phone call, I wouldn't be alive today. With all that I've been through in my life and this year, if it wasn't for the telephone in my bosom, oh God, I wouldn't be standing here today. If it wasn't for the telephone call, for the phone in my bosom, I wouldn't be doing this declaration this morning. If it wasn't for the telephone in my bosom, I wouldn't be preaching again. If it wasn't for the telephone in my bosom, I wouldn't be smiling like I am today. If it wasn't for the telephone in my bosom, I wouldn't be shouting today. God will. God will. He'll answer prayer. But you have to focus on a prayer life. Very important, declare victory. As we go into this new year, as we go into the next segments of our lives, as the theme is focus, one thing we have to focus on is a real prayer life and a real relationship with God. So very important. May God bless you. May God keep you is my prayer as I pass the call to the walking word. Lady Lisa, blessings.
Father, we thank you this morning for who you are and what you're doing in our lives. We just want to say good morning, Daddy. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for touching us with the finger of love and waking us up and starting us on, we think, our way, but it's really your way. We thank you for what you're doing in the lives of your people and the victors, how you allowed us, God, to declare victory, not only over our lives, but over the lives of the people that we come in contact with, the lives of the people in our families, the lives of the people on our jobs, the lives of the people that we don't even know yet, but we declare the victory, not only over our lives, but over their lives, and even over the people we don't even know, Father, for those that are called by your name, for those that haven't even made the decision to come in yet, but their names have been written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and they are your children. For Jesus, you have lost none that have been placed in your hands except for that son of perdition. God, we thank you for what you're doing in the lives of the people on this call and those that call in on a regular basis. You are shifting our focus away from the stuff, away from ourselves, away from the things that have kept us bound and in despair, and you're shifting our focus and our gaze towards you and towards your kingdom, and we're setting our affections on things above and not below. We thank you for Pastor reminding us about prayer, God. You want us to focus in on prayer because we know that prayer works. You said the fervent, effectual prayers of the righteous, they availeth much, and we have been declared righteous through the blood of Jesus because we believe by faith. We thank you for that, God. We thank you because you said that we should always pray and not cease. Father, thank you for the prayer of Jabez. Enlarge our capacity to even believe more. Enlarge our capacity to know that prayer is for us. You said we have not because we ask not. Sometimes it's just a matter of asking you, God. You already know what we stand in need of before we ask, but you just want us to open up our mouths, Father. Help us to lay aside pride. Help us to lay aside fear. Help us to lay aside doubt and unbelief, whatever is keeping us from coming to you and believing that you are God, a God that not only hears us, but a God that answers us. God, I thank you that we know that you are real.
Can't nobody tell us that you're not. You've been more real to us than we've been even real to ourselves, God. More than this world is real. For you said that heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word is going to stand. God, help us to stand on your word, our very firm foundation. For your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway, God. We stand on it and we dare not move. And we set our face towards you like a flint, God, not doubting and not wavering and not being tossed to and fro. We thank you for the firm foundation that you have established in us in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that we have a history with you. We know what you've done for us in the past, and it has established our future, God. You have been a rock. You've been that rock in a weary land. You've been our shelter. And you've been the one to cover us, God. You've been the one that lifted up our bowed down heads. And you were the one, God, that delivered us from that evil one, God. Thank you for preserving us. It's because of you that we're still here. So we thank you that we have a track record with you. And you are a God that cannot lie. And you are a God that cannot fail. So we thank you, God, for you being reliable, for you being faithful, for you being a trustworthy God. Even when we're not faithful, you abide or remain faithful, God. You are someone that we can trust. Therefore, we put our hope and our confidence and our trust in you, not in man, God, because you're reliable, because you're a good, good father, because you are a good shepherd, because you look after your sheep, because the earth is yours, God, the fullness thereof and they that dwell therein. We are here only for your purpose, God. Let us not lose focus over that. Let us not be set aside by the trials and the tribulations that you already told us that are going to come. Help us to rejoice, God, in those things that we go through, because we know you said in everything to give thanks, and you said in Galatians for everything to give thanks. God, we know that that trying of that faith is producing something in us. And in order for us to grow, God, we got to stay focused and not be distracted by what's going on in this world, God. We set our focus on you. And we thank you that we can pray to you, God, when we don't know how to talk it out with anybody else. In the midnight hour, when we can't pick up the phone and call anybody, God, when we can't even articulate the words that are so deeply in our hearts and in our minds, when we feel overwhelmed, we can come to you, God. We can come to you with moanings and groanings, God, and utterances. And thank you, Jesus, that you're at the right hand of the Father, making intercessions for us. We are your children, and you take care of what belongs to you. So God, we are so grateful. We're grateful even for the privilege to pray, God. You told us to come boldly before your throne of grace, where we can obtain mercy and find favor in our time of need. Somebody needs you right now. They got up and they called in on a prayer call, but they are still in dire need. They are looking for you. They're not looking for man. They're not looking for what we have to say, but they're looking for hope, and that hope should be in you. So, Father, we speak now life over every dead situation. For somebody that has no hope, we speak hope to them in the name of Jesus. For somebody that's in despair, we remind them of your word that you said we might be in despair, but we're not distraught, Father. We thank you that we know that your word is real, that it's faithful, that it's reliable, that you are coming back. You declared us victorious, and you said that we already win. So we dare not be weary in well-doing, for you declared that we will reap if we faint not. So God, we shall not faint, and we will complete our assignment in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving us the power to speak life. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving us the power to speak those things that be not as though they were. So over our children, we speak life and not death. We speak that they are the head and that they are leaders and that they are productive and that they will put down those things that are keeping them bound and that they're going through their process, and we will love them through it in the name of Jesus. And when they come out of this, they will have a testimony for you so great that men will not be able to help but to ask how they can be saved. God, we thank you for marriages, as you are binding people together, that you remind them not to forget that you are in the center. God, we thank you for those that are single, that you keep us in that waiting position. And for those that are single and satisfied, thank you. Help us to do what you called us to do in the name of Jesus, not to be distracted, not to get to fall in a trap of loneliness or being alone, but you declare that you would never leave us nor forsake us. And God, you surrounded us by so many people, but really really never alone, even with the people we can see and touch. Help us to come out of our comfort zones. Help us to come out of isolation and our shells. Help us, God, to lay down self and be about your business, where you called us to people, not to ourselves. So, God, we thank you. We even thank you, God, for our jobs. We thank you that we are lights on our job. Help us to remember, God, that we are there for a purpose. We even thank you for our church family, God. We thank you for the churches you placed us in. Help us not to tear them down with our words. Things may not be how we want them to be, God. May not be hearing what we think we should hear. May not be seeing what we desire to see, God. But help us to know that you planted us there, and wherever you planted us there, you've given us the ability to bloom and to blossom. So help us to be a help under someone's ministry. And if we're over that ministry, God, help us to remember that it's really your ministry. So, God, we thank you. You declare that the gates of hell shall not prevail against your church. And anytime we speak against it, God, we're speaking against you, and we're partnering up with that devil who's trying to tear down, to destroy, and to kill, God, and to steal. Father, we thank you. Forgive us where we've fallen short. Forgive us where we've made it about us. Forgive us where we've shifted, God, where we shouldn't have. Forgive us where we've walked out and left, and you never told us to. You told us to stay and stand still. Help us to remember that we need to be led by your Spirit, because you, Holy Spirit, lead and guide us into all truth. You show us the way to take when we don't know what to do. You told us not to lean to our own understanding in all of our ways, to acknowledge you. You said that you would direct our path. So, God, we thank you that the steps of a good man are ordered by you, and you know the way that we shall take after we've been tried. Help us not to think of the fiery darts that come against us as something strange. Father, some things you have ordained and permitted and allowed. And if we sit down with you and listen to you, not just communicating in prayer, Father, but you will speak to us, God, if we would listen, and you would allow us to be able to stand, to be able to wait. You'll tell us when to fight. You'll tell us when to speak. Father, help us to let us know, God, to remind us that our lives does not belong to us, that we have been bought with a price, and your blood paid for it all. Therefore, there is now no condemnation to us who are in Christ Jesus. So we are in you. You are in us. We are connected, and nobody can separate us from that connection. So, God, we thank you for being faithful. We thank you for being our Father. We thank you that we are focused on you. We thank you, God, that you are good. God, thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God that heals. Somebody on the call needs to be healed. So you said that we can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So in faith, Father, we lay hands on ourselves and we say, be healed and be well and be whole in the name of Jesus. You declared that healing is the children's bread. So God, that thank you, by your stripes we have been set free and healed from every single manner of sin, sick, disease. So because of sin, sickness is here. So in the name of Jesus, those stripes have made us free. It has made us healed. So we declare your healing in our lives, and we walk in healness. We walk in wholeness. We walk in healness in those areas where we can't see outwardly. Healness in our emotion, God. Wholeness in our health. Wholeness, God, in our hearts. Father, we thank you. Help us to remember that we are your children and we're part of a body. So bind us together in love. We pull down every stronghold, every division, every thought that would exalt itself against the knowledge of Christ. And we know that it is his word made flesh. So God, everything that's contrary to your word, we pull it out of our minds and we set it aside. We cast it aside. And God, we replace it with your word that is able to save souls. Help us to remember, God, the words that we speak can bring lives to people. It can bring life. God, help us to walk in love. Help us to love one another. You said, by this would men know that we are your disciples. Father, the way we treat one another, I see why people don't want to come in. Forgive us, God. Please forgive us, God, where we have fallen short. Thank you, God, that you already know. But you declared, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves. God, we are your people, and you have called us specifically, individually, and collectively by your name. So we humble ourselves under your mighty hand. You said if we humble ourselves, you'll exalt us in due season. We don't have to try to make our way. We don't have to try to push to the front. In fact, you said the first would be last. God, we humble ourselves beneath you, under your hand, God, so that you can have your way, so that you can do what you desire to do in and through us, so that we can be fit for your purpose, God, and used for your glory. God, we humble ourselves and we pray. God, we pray because we don't know what to do. Truth be told, we can't do anything without you. So we have to acknowledge you. We have to seek your face. We have to consult you because it's your plan that shall be fulfilled. You said that many are the plans in a man's heart, but the way thereof is death or destruction. God, there's a way that seems right to us. But your plans are the things that are going to prevail because your plan cannot fail. We pray. We humble ourselves. God, you said that you would hear from heaven. You would forgive our sins. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And you would heal our land. God, our land needs to be healed, not just the four corners of our own home, not just the land or the soil of our hearts, God, but our nation, our country, this world. People are living as if you don't exist. And some of us call ourselves believers. God, we're walking around and trusting in the things we can see. We forget about faith and we forget that we have power in prayer, and we forget that prayer changes things. God, remind us of who we are in you, and we declare that we will stand up and take our rightful place as sons and daughters of you, the Most High God, so that your glory shall be fulfilled in this earth. The earth is even waiting for the sons of men to stand up and take their rightful place. God, why don't we see it? Father, thank you for another day today. God, whatever was going on yesterday, whatever was bothering us or troubling us, we lay it down at your feet and we cast our cares upon you because you care for us, God. So, God, we just want to let you know that we are grateful. There were no prayer requests that I heard or that were mentioned, but somebody needs to know, God, that you are a deliverer. Somebody might be struggling right now in the name of Jesus with drugs and addiction. Might be sex. It might be smoking. It might be drinking. It might be something that they're just too ashamed to tell. But I declare if we would be able to open up our mouths and shame that devil, we can overcome because the blood of the Lamb has already been shed. And now the word of our testimony is that, God, you are a deliverer. And we thank you, Father, that we're not holding on so tightly to this life because we know that unless we lose our lives to you, we cannot gain life. God, we thank you. But you're incredible, God. You're just, our capacity cannot even comprehend what you have for us. You said, eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard. Neither has it entered into the hearts of men, the things that you have prepared for them that love you. God, and we love you. And you are making those things known to us by your Spirit. Help us to know, God, that your Spirit lives on the inside of us richly. He lives inside of us. You live inside of us to will and do of your good pleasure. That same Spirit, that same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives on the inside of us. So how is it that our problems are bigger than you? How is it that our situations overwhelm us and keep us down? How is it that pain seems to last forever and we think that there is no way out and that we're never coming out? When you declare that greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. You are great on the inside of us if we would just remain focused on what you called us to do. Some of the things we experience, God, is because you never called us into those areas and places we shouldn't have been. Father, we want to be led by your Spirit. And we want to see, I want to see demonstration, not just with word, but with power, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for the day that we would recognize that you've given us several gifts that need to be exercised, that need to be displayed so that people would believe. Father, we thank you. They're not believing on the gifts, but they are at least being drawn in because of what they see. And then that word, God, that's able to save souls. Thank you, Jesus. So, God, because you've been faithful and because we are now keeping our focus on you and because we know that you are real and you are reliable, God, we are able to rejoice. So we open up our mouths together and we give you what you desire. You said, God, that you inhabit the praises of your people, living in the praises of your people. So, God, we lift you up with our own voice because I can't rejoice for anybody else, God,
Jesus,
but I can only rejoice for what
you've
done for me because
you.
I know you've been good to me, God. When everybody else walked away, you were there, God. When I felt alone, you reminded me that you would never leave me nor forsake me, God. When I felt like a failure, God, you dusted me off and you picked me up and you told me to keep going. So, God, I bless your holy name, God. When people thought I wasn't going to amount to anything, God, you told me that there was purpose in my life. So, God, I bless you and I thank you. I lift you, God, and I love you. I thank you because you are my daddy. I thank you because you are my king. I thank you because you are my savior. You are the lover of my soul and the lifter of my head. You are my God. And I thank you that I'm your daughter. God, I bless your name because you're my daughter. I thank you for the people you've come to me to. People that love you, God. People that have purpose, God. People that intend to do your business, God. People that are sold out for you, God. People that know that you're real. God, thank you. We're not perfect. Because of you, you're protecting us. And because of you, God, you're working things in and out through us. And you're showing us, God, beautiful things that we didn't even know. You're showing us, God, how we're mighty and powerful in and through you. You're showing us how we can do it through the Lord Jesus Christ that gives us strength. God, thank you for strength. Thank you for power. Thank you for wisdom. Thank you for knowledge. Thank you for understanding. God, thank you for the ability to abide in you. God, we thank you. God, we bless you. God, we lift you up. You said if you be lifted up, God, that you would draw all men unto you. And we know, Jesus, that you would lift us up on that tree. And we lift you up as Lord of our lives. We exalt you above our problems, God. We exalt you above our situations in the name of Jesus. And we declare your glory in the earth as the waters come to the seas. Your glory shall fill this earth. Allow your glory to be manifested in and through us, God. That when people see us, they don't just see us, but then they see your glory, God. They see your favor, oh God. They see your power resting on us. They see, God, that in our lips there are words of life, God. Thank you. God, we thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, we
thank you.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being
faithful,
Lord. Thank you for the marriage, Lord. The friendship, the fellowship, Lord. Thank you for the perfect family. We thank you, God. We thank you.
We thank you. You've given us more territory. You've given us exposure to more people. God, thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, that you bless us and bless us indeed. Even the more to be a blessing,
thank you, Lord. Yes,
and just when we thought our lives were over, God, you were able to turn that thing around. Just when David thought nobody cared and his mother named him a certain name, God, you were able to turn that thing around. It's a matter of perspective. Then we make the decision, God, to choose you and follow after you. And that, God, we take hard after you. As the deer pants after the water, God, our so long after you. We just want to be able to live in peace, God. We want to be able, not peace in the world. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, but we pray for peace in our hearts, God. Peace in our minds, God. Peace in our spirit. Peace in our relationships, God. In the name of Jesus, let us not be moved by what we see or what we hear. Let us not allow people to move us off of the peace that you have given us. For you declare that my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives, but you give us your peace. And so, God, we rest, rule, and abide in your peace, no matter what. And when our thoughts are contrary, we give get rid of them so that we might remain in your peace, God. Thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that allows us to go to sleep at night when everything is falling apart, the peace that allows us to stand in the midst thereof, having done their all to stand, God, and ready for your command, ready, God, for your word to go forth, ready, God, ready, God. And while we're ready, we have our whole armor on. God, thank you that you've given us so much that we're able to do what you called us to do, not by might, not by power, but by your spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name, God. You alone are worthy. You are worth rejoicing over. For you loved us, God, and you rejoice over us. Thank you, Father, that you're changing the way we see things. You're changing the way we walk and navigate through this earth. You're changing the way that we live our lives. And we want to live a life that's pleasing before you, God. We want to come into your kingdom and hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. We want to live an abundant life here and now in the name of Jesus. And abundance doesn't consist of stuff, God. Thank you for joy that's unspeakable. Thank you for power that the world doesn't have, God. Thank you for our right now. Because you that began a good thing and a future performance until the day of Christ Jesus. God, we want to be in a position where we're happy and ready to say, come, Lord Jesus, come. But if we said it now, some of our hearts aren't right, God. We're not in the right position. Our posture is not ready before you. God, we lay down prostrate in our hearts in the name of Jesus. And we set ourselves in right position so that we can say, come, Lord Jesus. Because truth be told, if you came right now, some of us might not make it in, God. Help us, God. We want to be ready. We want oil in our lamps. We want to be ready, God. We want to be ready, God. And we know that you're coming back. Thank you for coming back for your church without spot or blemish, not because of us, but because of the blood. Thank you, Jesus.
Even from hallelujah, the world
God.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you for your word because it lifts up
you,
our hearts. It encourages our souls. It encourages our spirit in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for the testimony of Pastor LaVelle and how you have brought him out and how you have made him anew and how you're changing and perfecting him and conforming him to the image of your dear Son, that he stands before your people with clean hands. They are able to hear his heart, God, that they are able to hear the testimony that you are real, that you have a record. He has a track record with you, that you are a healer, God, that he knows you are reliable. If he knows nothing else, God, and we thank you that his testimony is that he is able to rejoice.
I have my Bluetooth on, sir.
Hallelujah, Father, even for the one that should be praying, that's having a conversation.
Oh, no, what I was
doing. And that we're able to hear, God. We thank you for whatever they're doing right now. We thank you for that situation, God. We thank you for what they're talking about. We thank you for what's so important to them, because whatever's important to us is important to you. So work the situation out. Wherever we may be going, God, make sure, I pray that you allow our feet to go where only you send us. That
thank
we don't
you.
Be caught, God, and end up as collateral damage because we're places we shouldn't have been.
Yes.
God, in our hearts, help us to guard our hearts. Let us guard over our ear gates, our eye gates, our heart gate, God, so that we don't allow things to penetrate that were never designed to come in the name of Jesus. And God, when we've let our guard down and we've been tricked by that enemy, thank you that you are a restorer. And it might not be the time that we want it to be, but God, while we're going through our process of restoration and recovery, God, you are teaching us some new things. So, God, we give you thanks in everything. And we know, because we're your children, that you are working out all things together for our good, because we love you. And we have been called according to your purpose, not ours. Not our agenda, not our brand, not our stuff, but your purpose.
Thank you.
For that, we bless you. And because we love you, you have given us the desires. We think they're our own, but you place those desires inside of us, God, and your plan is going to prevail. And I'm so grateful, God, that you even give us some stuff that we want.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. God, you're a good, good Father. And we bless you. And we love you. God, teach us how to love one another.
Yes.
In the real kind of way, God. The agape, unconditional, keeping no record of wrong, loving in spite of kind of way.
Yes.
So that people can see, God, you in and through us. We bless you and praise you as I pass the call back to Pastor Lavelle.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Thank you so much. Can you, if you're not talking, can you please mute your line? Because somebody talking about a Bluetooth while Lisa was praying and I was on my Bluetooth and all that, so please, so we can have continuity in the call and things like that. So please, if you can, if you're not talking, please mute your line, all right? Again, good morning to everyone. Awesome, Lady Lisa, awesome, awesome. Very heartfelt prayer. Good morning. Is there anyone that joined the line didn't get an opportunity to say good morning? Now's your time. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Lady Milan.
Wait. Hold on. I heard Deborah Evans. Good morning. Hey, Deborah. And then who else was that?
Good morning and praise the Lord. This is Lady Milan.
Hello, Lady Milan.
Good morning.
Anyone else?
Good morning. This is Karen family. I love y'all.
Good morning. And that was somebody else after that. Who was that?
Good morning, Dr. Amos.
Dr. Amos, good morning.
Good morning, Brother Aaron.
Brother E. Allah.
Good morning, family. This is Pam.
Good morning, fam. All right. Who else? Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Catherine.
Sister Catherine, good morning. Anyone else?
Good morning, Lavina.
Good morning, Miss Lavina. Anybody else?
Good morning, Pastor LaBelle. God bless you all this morning.
What's up, Sarge? How are you?
Wonderful.
All right. All right. Anyone else? Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Tina.
Good morning. How are you? All right. Okay. Anybody else? All right. You've heard the declaration this morning, focus on prayer. Our theme for the month is focus, and I think that's a great way to start the month off, focusing on God, focusing on prayer. And because Lisa said it in her prayer, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And and it's important that we focus on our faith, because a faith that cannot be tested cannot be trusted. Y'all hear me what I say? A faith that cannot be tested cannot be trusted. We always talk about how holy we are and how much faith we got. You really don't know how much faith you got until you go through some things and see how much faith you got, because Christians are just like tea bags. You can't get the flavor out until you put them in a little hot water. I wish I had me a witness here. Okay, all right. So you've heard the declaration. Were there any God moments in the declaration that anybody want to comment on, or questions or comments you might have? Now's your time. No? Okay. Well, we're going to close out here. No, I'm joking.
Hey, good morning, Pastor LaBelle. This is Kedra.
Good morning.
Good morning, BB family. Thank you for the declaration. Focus, that is something I've been doing for like a while. I had to get to that point in my walk to where I was like, you know that song where they say, give me you, everything else can wait. And I'm at that point now where it's like, that is my focus. God is my focus. I don't want to look to the left. I don't want to look to the right. I don't want to do anything but focus on what it is that the Lord wants me to do with my life, you know. But it's time to focus. Can't be deterred, can't be undermined, can't, just gotta, like you say, like you just said about faith, not you have to, when your faith, if you don't have faith, it's tested. But I'm at the point to where it's like, I don't know, I'm focused on what God is saying to me. So thank you for the declaration.
Oh, praise God for you. All right. A faith that cannot be tested cannot be trusted.
That part.
All right. Anyone else?
Praise the Lord. This is Lady Milan. Pastor, again, I too want to thank you for today's word. You know, I think when we continue to, it's funny that we, even though the declaration was talking about focusing on faith, I mean, focusing on prayer, we continue to bring up faith. And you have to have enough faith to pray, to believe that God will do. And so I was truly, this, you know, all week, it's very funny, all week my husband, I've been saying, I can depend on God, you know, the old version, the old, old, old version.
I know that's right.
Okay, and so, you know, that was a God moment for me, just a moment of affirmation, and hopefully understanding. Everybody there?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Mm-hmm. Hopefully understanding for everyone else that for that faith to grow, you have to have faith to pray. To literally get down on your knees and believe that if you should ask, he will do it.
Wow.
And so I love focusing on prayer. That's focusing on real faith. Do you have the faith to pray? And I just want to say thank you. And I really hope that declaration touched us all in a very deep place. Of looking inside, do you have the faith to grow in prayer and believe that if you pray, he'll do it? Thank you so much for today. God bless you.
Bless you too. Wow. Thank you so much. All right. Anyone else? Because a prayer life is very, very important, because everything that we're facing in this day and time, this world, if you don't have a real genuine prayer life, you're going to be in trouble. You're going to be in trouble, you know. So is there anyone else? Anyone else?
Hi, good morning, family. Good morning, Pastor. Thank you so much for the declaration this morning. I just want to have a testimony. You know, a lot of us on the call have just, we walked this walk out with God for many, many years, and it's just on different levels. He takes us, you know, we just go through different levels and valleys and all this, so many other things. But I just, speaking about prayer and faith, it was just amazing. Like just this week, you know, my mom had to go in for a procedure, and that's one of the few things that happens for me that I get really anxious. Like, she's like my child. Like, I see it she was teasing me, because she was like, you act like you're going in for the procedure, even though she had the procedure to do on Thursday. But I was just praying and just found myself really just going into prayer, like that morning with God. Like, I found myself just doing that, really needing to be quiet with him and just seeking his word. And I just wanted to say, I learned that praying, God gives me the faith after I pray, because I was just praying because I was wanting to, I just need to be in God's presence and peace. But I don't know if this is going to make sense, but he has strengthened my faith through the prayer. Like, I was just amazed by all the stuff like he had just done that day. I just couldn't, like, it just was bizarre, like in terms of just like reconciling with, you know, with different people, that he just coordinated things so that I didn't have to do anything. Like, I feel like I might find myself running around to make something happen. And I was just praying and just really trying to be in his, you know, and just in his grace. And he just organized so much that day. In addition to blessing with my mom's procedure went great. Everything went fine, but he just opened up so many other areas that it strengthened my faith. And all that did was started off with just going more and more into prayer. So I'm just so thankful. I just needed to share that. And thank you again for the declaration this morning.
Amen. Praise God. All right. Anyone else? Anyone else? My question is to you, what are you focusing on in this new year, going into the new year? What is your focus? I mean, you know what you focused on in 2018, but there ought to be some new goals set before you as you go into 2019. And God help, you have a 2020 vision like I do. I have 2020 vision in terms of what's going to happen in 2020. Anybody, what is your focus?
Good morning, brother.
Good morning.
I'll let the lady go.
Yeah, I'm about to say let the lady go first. There you go.
No, I've already gone. Please go, my brother. I link to you.
Great declaration, as always, Pastor Phil. To answer your question, I think about a week ago, me and my wife, Juliet, we got together, and I think for the first time, we really just sat down and really discussed, because we're working on our church vision. It was like, okay, we're working on church vision, but we have never really sat down and really just discussed and written down our vision. You know, the Bible says, you know, take the vision and write it down.
Make it plain.
And make it plain, you know what I'm saying? And making it plain, run with it. And so so we did that, and you know, we entered into a covenant that we would pray. And you know, we fast and pray on Wednesdays when Declare Victory does that, you know, we're going to hold this up, but also individually, we're going to pray for guidance, for, you know, revelation as we go ahead and seek out and to accomplish this vision, and that, you know, first of all, that it would be in line with God's will. Second of all, that he would give us the power and the authority, according to his word, to work out this vision. And so this is what we're focusing on right now. But, you know, I'm just so glad that we have a God who is a God of community, you know, that when we pray, that he hears our prayers. And I love when you said the God that made the world can make things happen. And I definitely believe that, and that, you know, the God who sits high and looks low, he not only answers our prayers, but he wants to enter into a daily dialogue with us. You know, our daddy wants to hear, you know, he wants to conversate with his children. You know, that is his ultimate desire. And so, you know, hearing that makes it, you know, and knowing that, you know, makes it so much easier to enter into prayer. And then, you know, our prayers don't have to be formal. You know, our prayers, you know, probably will change in every situation. You know, if we're drowning like Peter did, you know, we can order, you know, Peter had offered one of the shortest prayers, "Lord, save me." You know, and sometimes we're in a situation where that's all we can do. And I thank God that even when we don't know how to pray, you know, that he sent the divine prayer checker, you know, the Holy Spirit that says, you know, Eric don't know what he's talking about. You know, Eric doesn't, you know, he's not focused. His mind is this way and that way. But I know what he wants to get through. So let me clean it up and give it into a vocabulary so I can pass it on through Jesus. And, you know, it's just easy to know that when you know that you know. And prayer is like a discipline to me, too. You know, when I was 2 years old, the only thing my vocabulary was mama and dada and, you know, I want this, you know. But as I grew, you know, and listening to you know, other people talking, my vocabulary grew, and that's just how my prayer life is, you know. we may start off just knowing the Lord's Prayer or I lay me down to sleep, but you know, as we grow as our prayer life grows daily, our vocabulary should be able to grow, and you know, in line, if we're reading God's word, you know, the words are able to flow much freely. You know, we begin to speak the word back to God, and we be able to remind God, this is what you said. And so I thank God for making a way for our vocabulary to grow as we grow in grace with him. So I just want to say, great declaration, man. God bless you.
Wow, Brother Eric, I think that's very prevalent for you to say, because you can tell in prayer when people are praying who spends time with God. And as we grow and spend time with God, our vocabulary, as you say it, ought to become richer. Sometimes I think we waste time by asking for little things when we have a big God. So the average believer does not pray daring prayers. So much like the church in Acts chapter 12, when Peter was in jail, their prayer was limited. And the reason I know it was limited, because they were praying for Peter's release. And then when God ended up the prayer meeting for Peter with Peter, they couldn't even recognize the personification of their prayer that had already been answered. And my statement and my encouragement to you all today is that if we ain't gonna believe what we pray, why are we praying? I wish I had me a witness here. If we're not going to believe it, why are we even worrying God with it? And so we have to be confident to know that God will answer prayer. But then, remember, he answers prayers in a few ways. Sometimes he says yes, sometimes he says no, sometimes he says go, sometimes he says slow. You know, just like he did with the Apostle Paul when he had a thorn in his flesh. And God asked, and he asked God to remove the thorn, and God told him, no, sorry, request denied. But that shows the maturity of your faith. Can you still love and pray when God says no? That's maturity. That's when you grow up in your faith. Okay. Who was that? I'm sorry, y'all. Go ahead.
It was Lady Milan again. I'm happy that I let Brother Eric go first, simply because we have practically one and the same focus in our family for 2019. And that is, today my husband and I are going down to our favorite coffee shop to go and plan out to the best of our ability, because we know God laughs at our plans. But we're going to sketch out to the best of our ability what our 2019 schedule is going to look like. You know, my being in divinity school, his being at work, how we're going to continue to fit. We're going to go over the family budget. We'll be able to make sure all of these, you know, different areas are hit. And so focusing on growth is making sure when we were, you know, before while we were dating, we would talk about, well, how do you feel about this or how do you feel about that? So now that we're married, is okay, this is how we're going to do this. This is how we're going to do that. Our vocabulary is different and it's richer with being on the same terms. With regard to saving, with regard to preparing, with regard to future focus planning in the name of Jesus, planning for ministry. And so I'm excited about today's planning meeting, and excuse me, he's not awake yet. So while I'm sitting here excited,
on the prayer call. I'm waiting for him to get up in the coffee shop to open so that we can focus together, because there's nothing like focusing and believing together. It is touching and agreeing is a beautiful, beautiful thing in the name of Jesus. So we too are having our focus and family planning meeting today, and preparing for 2019.
Yeah, I have sort of the same thing with myself and the Lord today. My church is in Antelope, right next to Sacramento. And I have several members that live in Elk Grove, members, and a lot of family that live in Stockton and stuff. And so my prayer is opening up a second location in Elk Grove in 2019. And so I just talked to one person about it, and she talked to her sister about it. And the sister and her husband called me last night and got so excited. And you know, I don't know the total particulars. I don't know what God is going to do, but I'm open to see what God is going to do in opening doors. So all I know is, like Brother Eric said, write the vision and make it plain. So I don't know what the Lord is going to do.
I'm excited for you. I just really got my heart leapt for you, sir. So we're going to stand in prayer with you, Pastor.
Praise God. Now, Lady Milan, where are you all at? Where are you all at?
We're here in San Francisco at First Apostolic Faith Church.
Okay. All right. Praise God. All right.
Praise God.
Okay. Yeah. Please keep us in prayer, and we'll do the same for you. All right. Anyone else? Anybody else? And y'all pray for me today, because I'm going to make some garlic crab and stuff today. Just want some garlic crab. Okay. Anyway, I'm sorry. Y'all go ahead. Anybody else?
Hey, Pastor Lavelle, this is Juliet.
Hey, Juju.
Hey, I enjoyed this, you know, starting the first day of the month off with the prayer focus, I mean, the focus on prayer. And I'm going to tell you, that has definitely been a struggle of mine.
That's because Monia is a bully.
Well, I'm glad she bullied you into doing this decoration, because it's definitely needed. I appreciated the charge as well as the reminder, you know, the charge that, you know, that should be our primary focus is prayer, as well as study. But prayer is, you know, because that's our communication. And also the reminder that God answers prayer, you know. And I know Eric was talking about how we're, you know, trying to focus, you know, as far as our vision. And my struggle, as personally, though, has been prayer. So, you know, listening to you speak gave me first of all, I've been trying to, like, actually strengthen that area of my life. So hearing that as my first charge for the first part of this month, the first day of this month, means that I'm on track. And just pray for me, because it's a struggle as far as, you know, the focus part, the focusing on prayer. You know, the focus part, just getting that time and making that time, creating that space. Because I'm the type of person, I'm very kind of creative. You know, like, so artistically, my mind is like, it's like just trying to stay focused. I'm like here. You know, that's just how I think, it's everywhere. So, yeah, but anyway, I enjoyed it. Please pray for me.
Oh, we will. All right. Love you much, Juju. All right. Anyone else? Nobody else today?
Good morning. This is Lavina. I'd like to take the focus, excuse me, and to stop seeing through blurred vision. In this season coming, we must see through through God's eyes and through the 2020 vision with such clarity. And the only way that's going to come is through prayer. So God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. All right. Anyone else? Anybody else? If there is not another, I thank you all so much. Even though I don't like Moni, thank you for encouraging me to keep doing the declaration. And again, anytime you need me, I'm here. Everybody keeps asking about TNT Tuesday nights. We will not be back on TNT until the first of the year. I'm just going to take the whole month off, and I'm going to study, put lessons, and put word together, and things like that. And it just gives me a break, too. I mean, we all enjoy TNT Bible study on Tuesday nights. But the second week of January, we will return to TNT Bible study. So,
hallelujah.
Stop it, Barbara. And I'm looking to go to a Wow Wednesday in the new year. So those of you that missed Tuesday may be able to catch Wednesday. So just keep us in prayer. God is doing some things in our life and our ministry, and we thank God for all he's doing. I'm getting better. I'm back at work, and I'm having a good time, and God is showing his mercy and his grace upon me. So you all, please keep me lifted up in prayer. I'll keep you lifted up in prayer. Remember, tomorrow when you go to worship. When you get there, make sure you worship. And make sure you see Jesus in the worship. Because if you don't see Jesus, you have not worshiped. Isaiah chapter 6. All right. I love every last one of you. Have a great day. Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy your families. And we'll see y'all later. Have a great day. Blessings.
God bless you, Pastor LaVille. Thank you.
God bless you, everybody.
Have a blessed day, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Blessed.
Blessed day.
God bless.
Thank you.